flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have sensed, and we have not spent copious time on the Super Bowl. Why would we? We're nowhere close to being in it as a fan base, as Steelers fans. There's not really many compelling local angles to the game. It would have been interesting, as a guy that's gone to Super Bowls and covered them at Radio Row, if I were there this year, let's say, how much would I have even wanted to talk about the game? Probably not much, because I see it in my day-to-day life when I'm not here at the station, and I also see the reaction on social media. I just don't think this is a game for Steelers fans that has us very intrigued or very interested in watching. Like, the hate factor for the Chiefs and not wanting to see them become the first team that goes for three in a row, you know, that's something that the Steelers had a chance to do in 76, and then they had injuries. And the Raiders ended up going. They were down to third stringers, and there's the apocryphal stories about how the 76 team was actually the best team and all those great defensive stats in the second half of the season, only to get undone by the Raiders. And then in 80, they don't make the playoffs at all after winning the Super Bowl in back-to-back years in 78 and 79. That team was kind of out of gas, even though Lambert would stick around and still have good seasons, and Stallworth would be an all-pro, and Shell still had a number of good years in him. That team was kind of on life support, if you will. So our chances of going three-peat have come up short, and I do believe that there are a lot of Steelers fans who were alive for those teams, that cherish those teams and don't want to see Kansas City do better than those teams. But I also think, even though the Steelers and Eagles aren't rivals, it still doesn't sit right with Steelers fans to watch these mutants in Philadelphia have their parade and have their moment in the sun and watch morons climb up light poles and celebrate, and they start breaking things there and doing really dumb stuff, and cars start getting flipped, and all these drunkards are screaming E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, 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 all over the place. Like, it's not easy for fans here, I think, to root on or wish well Philadelphia sports teams, even though the only team really that we still have a rivalry there is the Flyers. Barely ever play the Eagles, and the Phillies and Pirates haven't been in the same division in 30 years. Donnie has no recollection of the Phillies and Pirates being in the same baseball division with each other. And only his dad would have memories of them in the late 70s and mid-70s having all those battles. I mean, so that's way, way water under the bridge for fans. Last year's Super Bowl was the most watched television event, I believe, in history. That was the overtime game between the Chiefs and 49ers. And I don't think Chiefs fatigue had set in yet. But now it has full-blown Chiefs fatigue. And to make matters worse, and we did this experiment on the air the other day, there are just so many fans here who think the games are rigged for the Chiefs, and that the NFL wants the Chiefs to win, and the NFL is doing everything in their power to put Mahomes on a pedestal and put Travis Kelce on a pedestal with Taylor Swift next to him, of course, and try to push that narrative through, making them the next dynasty. And fans here are very, very sick and tired of that. And also, on that point, and this is, I believe this and I feel this way, and I think a lot of Steelers fans do too, this is a great football town, but it's also a town that likes football to be played a certain way. And the let's protect the quarterback at all costs, and if you fart on him or cough on him or sneeze on him, it gets called for a penalty. And I'm not saying that there's really any place that likes football played that way, but I think particularly this town really, really, really hates that kind of officiating and that the league has gone in that direction. Also, I feel like it's BS that Ben never got those protections as a bigger guy and would have his nose broken in half and would take all kinds of cheap shots and stuff. And the league did very, very little to stick up for him. And Brady got every call, and now Mahomes is basically the new Brady with that. So you add all that up, and I think what people will do, they'll say they won't watch, they will, but it just won't be, it won't feel the same. Like, I will root for the Eagles in this game, and I want the Eagles to win, but I do feel a little dirty for doing that. And it's not out of, like, a loyalty to Kenny Pickett. I'm not a Penn State fan. Like, I wonder, do the Penn State fans who root for the Steelers here, do they want the Eagles to win because they're such big Saquon Barkley fans that they want him to have his day? You know, Donnie, like, you know Penn State fans. Little Joe Smeltzer's one of the great beat reporters. Bechtold. Is this an easy slam dunk game for them because they want Saquon Barkley to enter, like, all-time NFL history and lore? This would be one of the great running back seasons ever if he finishes the job here. He's 30 yards away from putting together the most rushing yards in a total season when you combine regular season and playoffs. That's it. 30 yards. And he'll have that record.
I think there's some of that for sure. Now, maybe it's not fully on the idea that that people are bigger Penn State fans or they're more loyal to their college team than they are the Steelers. But, I mean, there are plenty that are like that. I mean, we know the alumni base that Penn State has in this area, so it would be very reasonable, I think, for diehard Penn State fans to at least have that to latch on to. Like, well, Saquon Barkley was one of my favorite players when he was at Penn State. Now he has a chance to win a
right.
Super Bowl.
So
I want to see it happen.
So if the Cardinals didn't play the Steelers in the Super Bowl and it was the Cardinals and the Ravens, anybody would root against them. But if the Cardinals had played the Titans in the Super Bowl that year, Pitt fans would have wanted Arizona to win because they wanted to see Larry Fitzgerald have that championship moment, I would think. I mean, as a kid that rooted for Syracuse growing up, I couldn't root for McNabb to do well because I hated the Eagles so much. But I don't know. Like, I was happy when the Colts, I guess, beat the Bears in the Super Bowl because of Marvin Harrison and Dwight Freeney. So I guess sometimes your college loyalties do extend to the pros. It just depends on the player.